For the past 2,000 years, only men have been allowed to participate in the sport of eagle hunting. This all changed when a 13-year-old girl, daughter of a master eagle hunter, broke from tradition and learned the trade of her father. The Eagle Hunters documents the life of a Muslim girl named Ashapan, filled with underlying themes of trailblazing and female empowerment. Stacey Reese is one of the producers of the film.
I think we need more heroines. I think we need more, you know, female role models, people that are doing things that young children, boys and girls, can look up to, can be inspired by. And I thought that her drive and her bravery to do something that had never been done before in 2,000 years, and also her father's ability to support her and give her the strong foundation. And I thought the story of a father and a daughter and her story was just one that should be shared with many people.
Traditionally, Reese says eagle hunting is an ancient art passed on from father to son.
I think what Aguilai, Ashapan's father, did is quite remarkable. I say he's evolved, an evolved person, but I think really what it was about their relationship, and he saw that she was working hard, wanted to do chores with him outside. She just kept asking, and she had this really natural ability and connection with his bird, and he saw that, and he agreed to start training her.
In January, Ashapan and her parents flew to Park City, where they attended the premiere of the film, where a ceremony was held in their honor. Dressed in traditional fur, Ashapan and her family were greeted by two representatives of the Comanche tribe of Oklahoma, who also brought an eagle. In recognition of the similarities between the Mongolian nomadic tribe and this Native American tribe, Ashapan was honored with the ceremonial blessing and gifting of a name by Comanche representative Wahatu Ika.
We consider the people of Mongolia relations to us. They're a horse culture, not too much unlike ours, and that's very near and dear to us. So with the experience with the eagles, we're connected by the energy of the living bird. So it's multifaceted in why this was important to support this documentary that features this wonderful way of life, but to claim the relationship by sharing a historic name with her.
The backdrop for the ceremony was a Native American yurt. Wahatu Ika created smoke by burning dried juniper on a hot coal. The juniper tree is a symbol of strength for the Comanche people.
The smoke is considered a vehicle for carrying our prayers and petitions to the Almighty. And smoke continues rising. That's why so many cultures, you know, call on smoke for prayerful activities. We combine the offering of the smoke with the energy of the eagle. That's why the eagle feathers are used to dispatch our prayers and petitions to travel on that smoke to the Almighty. And with the historic belief that only the eagle can fly high enough and far enough to see the face of God, it's why our people have to call on the energy of the eagle for this purpose.
With the use of an eagle feather, he directed the rising smoke onto Ashapan and gives her the name.
Kwinai Tahoe Waipa. Kwinai is our word specific for golden eagle. Tahoe means to hunt with. And Waipa is our word for woman. She started this as a child, but it's taken her into the realm of womanhood. Tahoe Waipa Wore.
The whistle being used is made out of a wing bone from an eagle. It's typical for hunters to use these whistles while training their eagles. They face north, east, south, and west, presenting Ashapan's new Comanche name. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Danny Hayes.